Go knocking on doors. That's what we're talking about.
Be a Rocky's witness. Go knocking on doors and tell them what the payroll is.
You just didn't do that.
I'm serious, dude.
I gotta go.
Hey, spread the word, brother.
The Rocky's
witness. This is KKFN. KKFN HD One Loma.
Rocky's witness.
Spread the word.
Oh, my
God. Stokes is somewhere to be, huh? Stoke out. Gotta go, gotta go.
Bye. See you later.
Looks
like I'm about to hit, you know, hit some golf balls.
What's up, D?
Right there. You got him on a good note. I saw a former pro baseball player on YouTube today. It was a cool little baseball dive I was doing. And he had a really interesting suggestion that will never happen. But I always love rule changes. Like, this time of year, did the NFL do anything real significant with rule changes? Do we know right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I know the Thursday Night Football they've messed around with, but in terms of rule changes, I haven't seen it.
We haven't heard that yet. I mean, that's supposedly what they do. But check out this rule change in baseball. See if you'd like it.
Okay.
Let me use an example first. In a basketball game, who takes a shot?
Who takes a shot?
Yeah, who takes a shot?
The guy who has the ball.
Okay. So if you're on the offense, if you're on the court, it's a possibility you could take a shot or not take a shot.
Correct.
Right. Why in baseball do you have a static lineup? Why don't you, instead of a static lineup, as a manager, you get four at-bats?
You get four at-bats to manipulate the lineup.
Four at-bats to manipulate the lineup however you want.
I've never heard of that.
I never heard of it either until today. And I compared it to every other sport, and this guy did too. He goes, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going down the field. He might throw it to Jason Kelce, you know, or that'd be a miracle. Travis Kelce four or five times in a row, right?
Yeah, of course.
If it's Steph Curry, you know, I mean, or Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. I mean, so, you know, that's why Michael Porter Jr. so ticked off. Nobody's going to give him the ball, which is stupid. But what if in baseball, before anybody got five at-bats, everybody would at least have to have four. And you would have nine guys in which to choose from. So same restrictions.
Really interesting.
Just up to you to get them their four at-bats. His point was there's too often in baseball games where a great matchup late in the game just comes down to luck.
Yeah.
Whether or not, like, that Ohtani.
Like the intersection.
That's right. That's why that Ohtani Trout.
Yeah. Storybook.
Oh, how just could incredible
you
is that?
Could you do this, though, under that scenario? I'm just playing the game with you. Yeah. Like, say Mike Trout strikes out against Ohtani, but it's out number two. Can he get right back up there and use one of the four at-bats?
Why not? How great would that be?
That'd be wild.
How? Bases loaded.
Because they always say, like, hey, the second time through or the third time through, they're seeing it differently.
How great would that be? One out, bases loaded, Trout's up, eighth inning.
How about no outs and Trout gets to hit three times in a row because you saved, like your challenges, you saved your challenges. Trout gets three cracks at it.
Can you imagine? I mean, how amazing would that be?
That's pretty funny.
Guy hits
outside the box.
Guy hits into a double play. We still like him. There's a runner on third. You're back up again.
I love it. That's so funny. That is outside the box. Hey, baseball is adjusting accordingly with some things that need to be done in such an extreme way. Like, imagine telling
that
someone.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Imagine telling someone the year is 1994 or something. Or yeah. Actually, that might have been close to the lock or strike. So say it's 1988. It's like, hey, yeah, in the future, there's going to be a literal shot clock. And this is how fast the game's going to move. And for every pitch we're doing now, you could get actually three of them in. And be like, what? That's so absurd. But
right.
Here we are.
Well, you know, that the whole pitch clock thing, that has been experimented in the minors for quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not, and it saves 25 minutes per game. They probably will have to make some adjustments in the postseason. I mean, you don't want Game 7 of the World Series coming down to you weren't ready to go. And they did show in, like, that Ohtani Trout at bat. It violated pitch clock rules left and right, but who cares, because it was just such an awesome, awesome moment. But every sport has different rules in the postseason than they do in the regular season.
Even if stuff's, like, decriminalized and not officially set in place.
I'm trying to think, like, what sport doesn't have different rules in the postseason than they do in the regular season to, you know, finalize games? Every sport does. So, I mean, why not? And baseball's made adjustments all along. I think baseball's going to be better this year. I just don't think anybody's going to care about it here. And I think the Rockies in particular have done such a lousy job in getting people excited and hyped up for this year. I think it's pathetic.
Well, you know what? You're probably onto something there. I was going to say, what could you say to get a Rockies fans excited? But I'll say this. If you look at the team, it's not like it's just a vacant group of vagabonds.
I love a lot of guys on the team.
Herman Marquez and Kyle Freeland are still here. Diaz is still here. CJ Krohn's still here. Ryan McMahon is still here.
Do you know the Tovar story? Tovar?
Montero, the 21-year-old shortstop.
Unbelievable story.
I said earlier in the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about him tomorrow. So I'll let you guys do that here today. But, I mean, Chris Bryant, Charlie Blackmon. Again, do they all come with a yeah, but? But it's not like we don't know any of these guys. If you've been following the team, you know most of these guys, or half of them anyway.
The one thing the good old Savannah Bananas have done. Now, I think they've gone actually a little bit too. I don't know if you caught what the Savannah Bananas have recently done. They decided to, there were two Savannah Banana teams. There was one pro league team, which was like the Harlem Globetrotters, and they played banana ball, which is all sorts of wackiness. Well, those weren't college kids. Those guys were paid. And they have their Washington Generals, the party animals. But they also had a team in the Coastal Plains League, which next to the Northwoods and Cape Cod League was probably the third best summer collegiate league, which happens in June and July for the top college players in the country. And they were the best team playing real straight up baseball in the Collegiate Plains League.
Okay.
Well, they left the league this year. Why they leave the league? Because they're going full-time banana ball. They're going on tour.
Smart.
It's a little disheartening because at the end of the day, it really isn't about making baseball better. It's just putting on a show. They're doing a Broadway show, and I looked at it's unbelievable because they actually post their statistics. The statistics for the Savannah Bananas are terrible. I mean, nobody hits. Nobody gets on base. I mean, they're lousy.
But they're fun to watch.
That's
the problem with baseball is it's boring.
Well,
and they're trying like hell to change that and rope back in a fan, you know, maybe like yourself that, or even myself, where it's just like kind of,
nah.
They've gone so far, they're not baseball anymore.
Yeah,
they just realized. I mean, it's kind of a bummer because they basically said baseball isn't even worth saving. We're not even going to run a legitimate baseball team. We're just going to do a 2-hour show where baseball is part of it.
Yeah, you're the Globetrotters.
They're the Globetrotters. Yeah. So I was a little disheartened by it because I was like, I want to see you make baseball better. I don't want to see you just leave baseball. And as far as I'm concerned, they've just left. They're a great show, but it's not even close. But what could you do that makes baseball a little bit more interesting? And what can you do to draw more fans? And the Rockies, as far as I'm concerned, this offseason, what have they done? I mean, they've done nothing, guys.
Yeah.
I've never seen a more dreadful, boring spring training. Do you know what their record was in spring training?
I don't know, and I
13-19.
Yeah,
second to last place in the Cactus League.
I don't. Yeah, yeah.
You don't care.
Especially about spring training. And I'd like to amend something I just said. Like when you were saying it's boring, and I am actually probably a pretty good representative of a casual baseball fan. I watch the local team. If it's not the local team on, and it's like Cubs and whatever, I'm not watching. I'm not watching. If it's the Rockies, I watch. But like Sunday Night Baseball, I'm not sitting for 3 hours and 20 minutes and watching the Yankees Red Sox. I'm just not.
Well, it'll be 25 minutes at least shorter because of the pitch clock, which will be good.
Yeah.
And
26.
26?
They said on average it's been 26 minutes.
Sorry, I was
That's a huge chunk.
It is,
actually. A huge chunk.
Yeah, listen.
Instead of 3 hours, you're 2.5 hours.
What's an average NBA game? Ish.
I'd say 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I'd say it's closer to 2:15. Okay, fine. But yeah. The only reason I say that is hockey is closer to like 2:20. Hockey's just like slightly longer, but only slightly longer by about 10 minutes. Football game's only 3 hours because they drag it out because of the commercials.
You can get it done so fast.
Yeah. You sure could. And, you know, my son's playing college baseball. I saw a game. No rules. No pitch clock, just baseball. 2 hours long. They had a 2-hour, 9-inning baseball game because there's none of that crap going on. Yeah. They just play baseball, and they play good baseball. It was a close game. 3-0, went 2 hours long, very exciting, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Especially if it's low scoring, it could be like that.
That's the way it goes. So the potential of excitement for baseball is there, but the ball's got to be in play. If the ball's not in play, it's boring as hell. Now, the ball can be in play just going back and forth with the pitcher and the catcher. if you're striking guys out and you have a pitching duel, I mean, that's damn exciting. That can be, because now everything matters. But with the Rockies, like, nothing matters. Like, nothing matters.
Did you realize, though, what we came across here on the show, that the Rockies are 15th in a league of 30 with their payroll, and their payroll is $166 million?
Not, they're not cheap. I mean, they're not cheap. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They spend plenty of money to be competitive.
I think if you ask the average fan, though, like, hey, where do you think the Rockies rank in their payroll spending in a league of 30? I think most fans would answer somewhere in the 20s. I certainly raise my hand. I would not be saying 15th at $166 million.
I think they have low-key spent more money than people really thought about, but, you know. But whatever, man. They get a little attention tomorrow because they start in San Diego. Next Tuesday. Are we even doing anything?
Next Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday? I thought it was Tuesday. Are you sure it's not Tuesday? I thought it was April 4th. You positive it's not Tuesday? You might be right. I could be wrong. But,
I'll double check here.
But, hey, whatever. That's the point. We don't know it definitively one way or the other. Like, that should be circled.
They finish up Tuesday in Los Angeles.
My bad. So it's
They're
Thursday.
Off Wednesday, then they'll open up against the Nationals on Thursday at 2:10 p.m.
My bad. Thursday. Yeah. Are we doing anything?
I'm going to be down there. I know that. I'll be there. I'll go to the game.
Are you going to the game?
I've gone to the game every year. I went to the game where it was the coldest day in Rockies history. Any other game other than opening day, it would have been canceled.
Yeah.
I was there.
Is your son old enough to hang in there for a baseball game?
Not just locked in on a baseball game, but he would be people watching like the show in between innings and stuff.
You're not taking your kid to opening day, though.
Hell no. Those tickets are way too expensive, and I will not use a media pass. I'm going there to hang.
You know what opening day is all about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, I've been down there for that. It's never actually went to the game, though.
It happens all the time. Half a million people in Lodo.
Yeah.
Shut down that whole area. That's and when great. The Rockies were good, I can't stand this conversation because, like, I know what it was like when they were good in 2017, in 2018. The expectation going into 2019. The late, great capital G, Pedro Gomez, came on our show and said, the Rockies are coming out of the NL, and they're my prediction to play in the World Series. I mean, it was awesome. Sending five players to the All-Star game, and then...
Dude, I was there 2 years in a row with champagne and beer and the clubhouse.
I remember.
And, like, that whole, like, thing. I'm like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
Here I am. It's all going on.
Yep.
It wasn't that long ago. It feels like it was that long ago.
Yeah.
So what was the last year they were in the playoffs?
18.
Wow.
Because 19 was, like, arguably the most disappointing season in the history of the Rockies, where Pedro Gomez was predicting them. It was supposed to be the best starting rotation they had in franchise history. They had their dudes who were still here, and it was Trevor, and it was DJ, and it was Nolan, obviously, and there was also the handsome fellas, David Dahl. I mean, the Rock, and they were loaded. They were awesome. I mean, they were awesome.
You know, it just hit me. It's been more recent that the Rockies have been in the playoffs in the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, my man, enjoy. Right. Big game. Can you watch hockey tonight?
Oh, hell yeah. TNT, 8 o'clock.
Big game.
I'll be right there in front of it.
Then big game on TNT the next night.
I'll be right there in front of it.
Are you kidding me?
Every shift, every possession.
Here
Can't wait.
Go. All right, we'll get into it, the drive on the fan.
Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
What's up, Wolf?
Sitting courtside Thursday.
Oh, nice. Figured it out, huh?
Yep.
Very, very nice.
When I said figured it out, I handed it over to the boss and she figured it out.
She took care of it. How many seats?
Just two.
Two? All right.
Think I'm going to take Roxy down there?
I don't know, man. That's
She'll be
a great
all over the place.
No, I'd be ridiculous, I guess. I didn't know if you're going to, you know, do it with the boys and maybe get four, you know what I'm saying? Like, or there was a crew besides just you and your wife.
No, just
Do you know who you're sitting next to?
No idea.
Okay. That's cool, though, man. On the floor. Oh, that's guaranteed Jumbotron. Wearing the ring?
Duh.
Okay. There you go.
I'm trying to get a belt buckle made right now that matches my ring.
Talk to me.
I'm working on it.
What would it look like? What do you
mean?
It's
going to look like the face of the Super Bowl ring.
Damn. It's Tuesday. Oh, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can get that turnaround in a day?
No, not for the game.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Dude, I'm going to be dressed just like I always am. I don't. Just with a ring on my finger.
What side are you on?
No idea.
You don't know? So
I don't know anything.
Yeah, there's like nuances with even front row seats. Are you on the sideline or a baseline?
Dude, I don't know.
You have no idea?
No idea.
There's a little bit more cachet being on the sideline.
She just said they're expensive. I said, all right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... What are we guessing, KJ, for floor seats for...
She won't even tell me.
Gotta be at least a grand.
Yeah.
I bet they're like 2,500 probably.
Each?
Probably.
I believe it because the Pelicans, they're surging towards being a playoff team here. So I would probably say...
25
about,
each?
About I'll say about 22 per...
I don't think it's going to be that much.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I mean, hey, listen, man.
Listen, I think...
$1,000 is $1,000.
$1,000 is $1,000.
That's something to sneeze at.
But no. In the same breath, we're getting ready to go into playoff time, so trust me, I think the Nuggets know that people are trying to get in their last few games here before playoff time.
Dude, I am kind of dying to know if you're under the basket or you're on a sideline. And if you're on the sideline, what sideline is? Because don't forget, it's a TNT game. And because it's a TNT game, there's actually less sideline seats. Because on the TNT broadcast, they actually suck up like 4 or 6 seats on the other side where the TV usually isn't at. So it's actually a little bit harder. Technically, it's a little harder. But those seats are always the Kroenke seats. So if you ever see like whoever's sitting center court opposite side of the Nuggets bench, those are like the you really know somebody. Those are seats like you probably didn't pay for. Like you just know the right people. Yeah. But those aren't available. I'm kind of dying to know. Find out, man.
I'm working on it.
I'm dying to find out all of it now. We got a little bet. 25,000 to 20. Could it be more than 2,500?
Oh, if it's more than 25 for a Pelicans game?
I know.
Oh, that gets interesting.
Would you tell us how much you guys spent on? Out of curiosity or not? Or is that
I will, yeah. I'm trying to figure it. Like she said she's
hey, Zach. Hey, how much do you think him and Abby are spending for courtside Nuggets tickets for Thursday night? Put a number on it.
Like feet on the wood?
Yeah.
Like feet on the wood?
Yeah.
He doesn't know sideline or baseline.
Okay. I'll say sideline, $3,800. Woo! Baseline, $2,800.
You think that high, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's national TV TNT, too, so you're gonna be on camera, too. Feet on wood, baby. I love it.
I'll wear flip-flops.
How many times you sat feet on wood?
For a Nuggets game, never. Yeah. I sat up in Boulder. You know, when Prime was introduced, I was out with Chris Fuselier, owner of Blake Street Tavern.
Feet on wood.
Feet on wood on the free throw line. That's sweet. And then I've also called games, like, for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
And they don't make you change your seat, so you're sitting courtside for another game that's not your game in the same session. So you can knock out your game, and then you sit and just hang out and watch the next game.
Yeah, I've had feet on wood for college basketball, but it was a press row. Some press rows used to do that. They used to have the press row on the court.
Right.
Well, they smartened up, and they realized they could sell those tickets.
Yeah, way too expensive.
Yeah, like...
So, Wolfie, did you already pay that? Or?
No.
Okay.
No. She hasn't paid for anything yet. She just is waiting to secure the right ones.
Okay.
I don't want to sit courtside.
Yeah.
This is for her.
Well, if you're like Russ,
it's a show.
I guess she wants to dress up and be seen.
Oh, it's a club.
If you're like Russ, you got to buy 4 seats so people can't sit next to you guys.
That did happen.
I might have to buy an extra one just so I have some elbow room.
Yeah. Well, Zach's not. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
they do that.
The 4 seats so no one can sit right next to him.
First game. Yeah.
What a
can't make it up,
dude. Cannot make it up.
Wow.
See you, buddy. I forgot about that. That's a riot. He's got the best memory on stuff. Oh, no, it's this whole show. It's a whole thing. You sit up in a box, man. You just know.
That's what I'd rather be doing.
Nobody pays attention. Honestly. But if it's hey, man, I think it's awesome. I mean, it's been a minute. I mean, I've done it in college, but I've never done it for a Nuggets game. And even in college, like, I wasn't just chilling. I was, you know, working, technically. But it's pretty awesome, man.
We'll see.
Why are you doing
probably
that?
Probably not going to be impressed.
Well, if you don't want to, you got everything there, man. Then you get Club Lexus, get to hang out with the Jokic brothers. You get to do all of it if you're sitting courtside. I'll come by and say hi to you. I'm going to go up to my Muggle seats. Muggle seats aren't bad.
No, they're really not.
No, they're fine. But, you know, they're not. I'm not sitting on the court. For hockey, I have the last row in the entire building.
It's terrible.
I am in the last, I am in the corner in the last row. Like, technically, from where I am for the Avs game, you couldn't really get further away from the ice. It's all good, though. I'll be a big deal, man. See you guys down there. She wants to get dressed up then.
Yeah.
She wants to get dolled up. She wants some attention on that one. What's the motivation? Why Thursday night? Why do you care?
Just I like I said,
you don't care.
I don't care. I asked her if she wanted to go to the game. She said yeah. Now
we go down that wormhole.
Yep. Now we're just spending money.
Well, because you've gone to the box a couple times. It's fine. It's great. The box is all right. But you're not like in the middle of everything. You just sit in the stands too. But that I don't know, man. I would think for you sitting in the stands would suck.
Yeah, it'd be miserable.
I think so. I agree, actually. I think you get bothered too much, and I think the seats are too small for you.
And, like, I don't mind, you know, taking pictures of people, but it's like, what if I'm trying to, like, spend time with my wife and go on, like, a little date night?
You know what? You get a little bit more respect if you're sitting on the floor.
Going to have a little dinner first. Go to A5, probably.
Nice. Yeah, you got some.
It's going to be an expensive night.
Yeah. What time is that game? It is late, isn't it? Is it 8:30 tip? 8 tip?
So I'm going to have to probably just, I'll leave straight from here and go straight down.
Oh. Wow, it's quite a little romantic, theoretically, I guess. You're going to be disappointed if Zion doesn't?
I'm going to tongue her down on national TV.
I'm sorry, what? Sorry, what? These things on? Is the kiss cam going to be dangerous? Yes, Rooftop, you want to throw in your two cents there, Rich?
Well, I was just going to say that, Derek, as your fake father, if we were ever going to sneak into a game where you identify as a three-year-old, I'm proud of you.
Right. Yeah. right. So the comment, I'm going to tongue her down, was made on this show. I just want to know the time. 2:23. This is your wife, so I guess that's fine.
Yeah, it's my wife.
I'm going to wait, let me write that. Tongue her down. That, we got it.
I'm going to eat that cat.
All right.
Indeed.
We're off and running.
Hell yeah. You understand me? Yes, sir. That's what football's about. Look at my body. It ain't worth a f***, but I was an All-American.
There you go. Save the tongue or down part two. That's a...
Look at my body. It ain't worth a f***, but I was an All-American because I f***ing ripped your neck out.
That is hilarious.
That is so funny. Well, big night for the Avalanche tonight. Yeah, you got to figure that out, man. Get yourself on the glass for that one.
Which one?
For one of these Avs games. I'll tell you this. These next two tonight and then Saturday against Dallas, bloodbath, super physical, incredibly intense.
You said Saturday?
Yeah, they play Saturday, right? I mean, I know it's Dallas. Yeah. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Oh, I wanted to go shred.
Well, you should go shred. You can listen. If you got to spend some money, you get the playoffs too.
I'm not.
Yeah, you got like 2 weeks left of that, so make it a priority.
And it's gonna be good weather. It's gonna be like 40 degrees.
I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just telling you what these games are gonna be like. That's all. It's gonna be
probably have the guns out.
Huh?
Probably have the suns out, guns out.
Oh, okay. I got to be careful when I talk to you about stuff like guns. It's gonna be that. No, wait. Hold on. It's gonna be that warm. It's supposed to be that warm.
Yeah, it's like 40. Yeah.
You're going shirt sleeves in 40 degrees and stuff.
Yeah, that's not cold.
Really?
It feels good. If I wear a jacket in that kind of weather, I get real hot.
Yeah, but you'd go t-shirt in 40 degrees.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. Well, I am kind of from the East Coast, Richie. So.
What? What's the head shake?
He said, "I'm not a wuss from the East Coast."
Oh, okay.
Like you.
Derek, you're from the Midwest, okay?
Yeah,
Midwest and the Midwest. East Coast are two different things.
Oh.
Soft.
What's the difference there, Rooftop? Where are we going? What's the differentiator?
You're just tougher when you're from the Midwest.
Yeah, the people from Ohio and Michigan and corn-fed boys in Iowa.
Really? So you haven't seen the Departed, huh?
The Boston Harbor boys.
Really? You haven't seen the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon?
The fictional movie? Yeah.
About real characters. You missed that one.
Yeah, bud.
No, I've seen it. Okay. I just, listen, I know who I'm going to take.
You're going to take the Midwest over the East Coast? Oh, I don't know, man. East Coast's pretty tough.
Mm.
You know, what are you taking? An Amish guy or somebody from Gloucester on a
fishing boat? Amish guy every time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can take the Amish guy?
They're pretty tough. They're
gonna
tough.
Hold on. You're going to take a farm-building Amish guy over a Gloucester fisherman, you know, that's battling the waves.
Yeah.
Oh, Drew, you're disgusting.
Especially if it's hand-to-hand combat.
What is wrong with Drew? Drew just gave me the most disgusted, like, let's break in my headphones. Like, he's just repulsed by the conversation.
Let's break.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Drew? Damn, dude.
He's just in a bad mood today.
Golly, what's wrong with Drew? Pop on the mic. What's wrong with you? Are you all right?
Great.
Yeah.
Every time I'm out there and we're like 20 seconds away from coming back. Hey, we're coming back.
Here we are.
And I'm like, geez, Drew, don't yell at me.
We're having a chill conversation.
Relax.
About Amish barn builders against Gloucester fishermen, and we like got to get out of that conversation.
Listen, someone's going to keep you two on track.
It might be the best thing we talk about all show.
You're probably right.
I mean, Amish against fishermen. Who wins?
Ooh. Ask the text line. Let us know what you think.
I mean, listen, they both have upsides. And the Amish may have a hammer with them.
A hammer.
And they work with their hands. And listen, I'm not putting down the Amish. I mean, they get around with no gasoline and electricity. You got
to
be tough.
Well, there's loopholes to that.
There's loopholes.
Oh, yeah. They have loopholes to using machinery.
Look at him ripping on the Amish.
I'm not ripping on them.
Look who's They're got innovative. Smart pack.
Who's got smart
they
pack?
They build the best stuff. Like, if you want something built right, you want the Amish to build it.
Right.
Calloused hands,
but then you
very
got
calloused.
You got Clooney and Marky Mark out on the San Andreas, wherever they are, looking for lobster or tuna or whatever the hell they were fishing for. What was that movie? The Perfect Storm. The Perfect Storm against the Amish people. Who wins?
Everybody in the Perfect Storm dies.
Yeah, so that's not a good.
Yeah, but look what it took to kill them.
Oh God.
Should we break now, Drew?
Isn't the Amish right have now? Zero. They don't even have electricity. I got to chop wood and carry water.
All right, we're off to a great start.
Break.
Let's break. All right, Drew.
Break right now.
Okay, Dad. It's a drive on the
nice shirt, Drew.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Tonight.
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me?
Nah.
If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me?
Nah.
If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my bands, would you poof?
What's this guy's problem, KJ, in this song?
If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side?
The name of this song was called 21 Questions.
Yeah, who deep?
Well, he's just trying to make sure that, you know, she's not going to leave him. For just,
yeah, man.
You know?
It's not a good place to come from.
But listen, he's been through a lot, man. This guy's been shot 7 times and lived. I mean, ain't like real life.
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably the stem of what his problem is that he was shot 7 times at one point.
Yeah, what are you going to do for me? I mean, dude, you've been shot 7 times. Is he talking to a nurse? Who's he talking to? He needs to talk to the emergency room doctor. Was it her fault? Oh, was it?
She could have tipped somebody off. We don't know.
Wow, that's cold. I don't know if I'm writing a song. After I got shot 7 times, it's going to go like 2, 3, 4. Holy, I'm alive. Wow, where am I? Be something like that. No, we'd have a loop. Something like that. Mike Evans wrote a column at denversports.com about the Avs. Like, this is the strangest dialogue about, like, hey, don't worry about everything. It's another, like, it doesn't matter. Games don't matter. Avs are all going to make the playoffs. Who cares? What world does Mike Evans live in? I told you they were going to be good. Do you know how much adjustments? I tell you what, man, you want to talk about a guy who should get coach of the year? It's Jared Bednar this year. Are you kidding me? What they have had to do with lineups, backup goalies. I mean, he has done a remarkable job. And to think that they're just going to cruise in the final few games of the year like it doesn't matter, like it's not a big deal. Like, hey, we got nothing else to prove? Hell no. He challenged his team. Even today, he said they got something to prove. Got a lot to damn prove. I don't know, man. I think you know, I love Mike and all, but like, if you just want to say, well, look how good these guys are. They're barely trying. And you don't have to worry about anything. Hell, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I believe you have to have a certain mindset going into the playoffs, dude.
Yeah, you do.
You can't just be like, told you we were good. Okay. It's a good way to get your ass kicked in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk to some of the old timers, man? Go talk to the boys with the Broncos when they got their ass kicked by Jacksonville before they won their two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Remember that story? They won't stop talking about it.
I know.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, you weren't paying attention. But it's true.
Well, look what happened to us against the Ravens in 2012.
You think you took those guys lightly?
Yeah, I know we did.
That's ridiculous.
Because we hammered them like 2 weeks before that.
You got their offensive coordinator fired, Cam mm-hmm. Cameron. It was like 4 weeks. But yeah, that was crazy what you guys did to him. You hammered him on the road in Baltimore.
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Tough place to win. Tough place to win. You guys killed
them. At the bank.
And they fire their offensive coordinator with four games to go in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Fire their offensive coordinator. You guys. So you really do think you took those guys lightly, huh?
Yeah.
Like the week getting ready for him just wasn't where it needed to be?
Right.
Really?
We already played these guys and everything, and you know, it was like a whatever, you know, we're gonna beat them. And then we should have, I mean, we had them beat
several times.
We just kept letting them hang around.
Do that
or was it us or was it the refs, because it felt like the refs were letting them hang around.
That didn't make any sense then, because Peyton's just such a bigger attraction than Joe Flacco. I don't know about
Ray Lewis last year.
I don't think that tops
Peyton. They did it for Ray-Ray, I'm telling you.
Dude, that doesn't top a Peyton Manning MVP type of comeback year. That does not top that. No way.
I don't know.
And Ray-Ray already had a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he was going to retire. He'd go out on top.
There's zero chance that's a better story than Peyton Manning coming back. No way is that a better story. Plus, don't forget where the Super Bowl was, dude, in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
With Manning, no.
Yeah, we were definitely supposed to win.
I love a good conspiracy theory, but the unusual situation with the weather in that particular game was significant.
It came out of nowhere.
It was ridiculous. That was the coldest game in 23 years. 23 years of going to Broncos games, that's the coldest game I've ever been at.
Yeah, that was the coldest game I ever played in. I was frozen.
And there's stupid Joe Flacco. Bare hands.
70-yard bomb.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe him pregame. I'm sitting on the field. No gloves. Didn't even bother him. Joe wasn't the most fired-up dude in the world, but that mofo had big hands. So... he had grip strength. Payton's walking around with two gloves.
I know.
He had no feeling in his fingers, period.
I know.
And nobody had any feeling. Were you all Vaseline'd up that game? No sleeves?
No sleeves.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat that cat.
Eat that cat. Yeah, this game is, it means a lot. I think people should be excited. Don't take it for granted. The last time the Avs had games that meant something, they got their ass kicked. It was a couple weeks ago, man. I think games do matter, dude. I think they do. I think there's some games that you got to just figure out how to get a win because you're just better than them. Those games I don't think mean all that much. Just do your business.
Yeah, handle it.
And then there's games like tonight. Games against opponents you may see in the playoffs. Statement sort of games.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's almost better to lose to a team.
Well,
lose a close game. And then you see him in the playoffs, and you got a little payback. Think about the Steelers in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is for first place here for the Avs. If they win this, they're actually in first place. They've battled all the way back to be in first
place. And what does that actually, does that benefit them?
Yeah, I mean, it gives them home ice. Not that that matters that much because they've been really good on the road. They have been. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That was part of Mike's thing.
Almost. I'm just hear me out.
It
must be better if they lose this game.
Oh.
Fire them up even more. I know you don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. With the Avs, nothing is guaranteed this year, dude. Nothing is guaranteed for everybody that wants
Nothing's ever guaranteed.
Last year, it felt like there were some guarantees with the Avalanche. They were that good. Last year, it felt like, you know, games like this, they would just go out there and just pile drive teams, which they did, actually. They had a little blip in the year last year, right at the end of the season. Little blip. They had the old players. How did you feel about like the players only meetings, man? Do you like those?
Depends.
Yeah.
Who was running them?
As long as it wasn't Russell Okung.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really a players meeting. That was like a post game sort of thing. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Like, everybody in here.
Players only.
I mean, do you ever have any of those?
Yeah, a bunch.
Actually, I guess I'd be more interested about the bad ones than the good ones. Do you really remember a bad one?
I can't
like
hardly
a,
remember
like a
any
stupid
of them.
One.
I don't remember any of them being very productive.
Did you ever speak in any of those?
Probably. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, what would you say?
Like I said, I don't know. I can't remember. I have to sit here and think about it for a while. I can't. You can just come in on a spot. My memory recall is not great, bud.
That's true. You've been hitting the head a lot. Well, I mean, if you think of, you know, maybe you could give us a, you know, I think Drew needs a meeting, you know? I think we may have to have a meeting here, just the four of us.
Oh, so you want me to host a meeting?
Well,
here.
if you feel like having one.
I'm just going to rip everybody. Especially Drew for wearing that shirt, a god-awful shirt. What are you, 6 years old?
It's over.
You should describe the shirt, though.
Yeah, it's a white button-up. But it looks like somebody took paint and just splattered paint all over it. Like, took a paintbrush, dipped it in all the colors, and just splashed it on him.
It's a thing of beauty.
Like, it's a Jackson Pollock shirt.
Yeah. I think it's called Drip.
It's terrible.
I mean, listen, man. Drew, I'm not calling myself cool, because I'm not cool. But do you realize how uncool you are?
Wow, Drew.
I mean, again, I am not glossing myself. I'm not saying it to say I'm cool.
Yeah, he said, yeah.
Coming from the same guy that wears like four shirts every day.
Yeah, same shirts every day.
Yeah. I didn't say I was the mark of excellence.
But step into my office. Because you're fired.
But look at the shirt you're wearing. Like, you're trying to wear a shirt that says I'm cool.
I'm not trying. I'm just wearing it, baby. Let's go.
You must have got that shirt for free. He had to get that for free.
I doubt it. He paid for that.
There's no way he paid for that.
He ordered it online.
Zero chance he paid for it.
He saw it online, and he's like, you know what? That's a good shirt.
Yeah, $60 later.
$60 shirt?
Yeah.
Rooftop.
Okay, I don't own a shirt like that or anything really close to it, but I feel like I would wear something like that.
Well, you would because you're cool.
Okay, but wait,
what's the difference?
Oh, what's the difference between Richie and you? Are you nuts? My. Have you looked in a mirror?
Your name's Drew, and his name is Rooftop.
I mean, Richie's like the cool one of the cooler guys at the station, top to bottom.
He's one of the cooler guys in Denver. Period.
Period. I mean, first of all, he's ridiculously good looking. He's got his own tailor. He has clothes for every occasion that just knock it out of the park.
Maybe you should wipe your mouth, bud. Slobbering over here.
Yeah, I guess.
Right to jail, right away.
All right. I think we're just going to circle back to Drew before the end of every break.
Yes. That shirt is so distracting.
So you paid for that?
I did. I have many just like it. You'll get to see.
Many?
Yeah, many.
Yeah. Oh, so we're coming into summertime. So get ready.
Oh, yeah.
He's stocked up on the summer shirts.
Okay. All right.
Drew, I definitely jumped in to try to defend you here, but everyone just gassed me up, and I feel like I'm just going to leave it there. Like, you got it from here.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm slobbering all over you, apparently.
Yeah, it's over here.
I'm here right now.
I'm here right now. Is that Draymond? That's a great quote. I'm here right now. Good old Draymond. We're going to miss him.
Break.
All right, this is The Drive on the Fan.
You're listening to The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
A song for the broken
hearted. Well, because our producer Drew just got so far behind on making us break, this is a very short segment. So.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
God, be a little bit better organized, will you? Hard to play, cold or hot?
How cold?
Well, hearing Richie and these guys talk about the Big Ten, it's not that cold. I mean, what are we talking about, 35 degrees?
November. 35 degrees, I'll take that every time.
Over 95 degrees.
Yes.
All right, how cold do you think it gets in Michigan, dude? Like, what's the coldest game you've ever sat outside in Michigan? Michigan State. What's the coldest? 30? 25?
Oh, no, it's been in the negatives.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. What was the last game played in Michigan outside that was in negative temperatures to get
I'll have to go back and look, but I
and how many games
there was one where Ohio State came to town and College Game Day was there. I'll look up the temperature.
I'll tell you this, man. I lived in Buffalo for 5 football seasons. Was it 50 straight games? Derek, I've never seen anything worse in terms of playing football. And I'm a fan, okay, than being at Arizona State in September when it's like 100 degrees.
Oh, that's it's miserable.
I think playing in the cold would be way better than that.
I always hated the first 2 games of any season because it's just hot.
I agree. Playing in the cold?
It's like I've already been in training camp, this miserable training camp.
I get it. There's some bad cold weather games, but I don't know if anything is like some ridiculous.
Dude, I'll take the heat over that negative 14.
We're at our first like Parents' Day weekend. I'm at Arizona State, Washington. Dude, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm dying in the stands. I don't know how.
Dude, Arizona is the devil's butthole.
Dude, it's unbelievable, man.
And he's wearing tight underwear. It's warm in there.
Sun Devil Sparky, man. It's the most miserable I've been. I don't know how my kid did it for 5 years. I mean, forget it.
Nope.
I mean, you want to talk about cold. Go play football like at Western in Gunnison. Like, that's the coldest spot in Colorado. That's why Austin Eckler's so tough. Richie's, like, looking it up. There's no way there was... I bet you there was never a negative temperature game there up there in Michigan, Richie. I bet you've never had one. I mean, it was
he's got something.
No, I'll find it. But I just love how you're so easy to dismiss, like, the entire Midwest region is not cold. Like, you want to know cold? Just go to Western Colorado, as if that's, like, any better or worse.
It's way worse.
No, it's not. It's a dry cold.
Oh, now we're going to go there.
Go get that wet.
Between a dry cold
and a wet cold.
Dude, I lived in Buffalo for, you know.
Yeah, well, you were never out there without any sleeves on.
Yeah, because I wasn't a moron.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is you don't know what it's like to put your hand in the dirt and come off the ball and strike somebody when you can't feel anything.
Well, at least you're doing something active. I'd like to see you sit in the stands for 50 straight games in Buffalo. Huh. Good luck on that. I'd like to see you do shots
this
out of
guy
a,
is so soft.
Shots out of a bowling ball at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I would love to.
All right, it wasn't that bad, I guess. That's why we got to put a dome on the new stadium. By the way, I think we killed it yesterday with figuring out the Walton Penner stuff.
Oh, yeah. We figured out they made a bill and a half.
Yep. They're going to make $20 billion. They're going to sell
the team. They're going to make so much money.
They're going to have all sorts of designs and plans, and you're going to hear all sorts of stuff.
The rest of us idiots sit in the market and just get hammered.
Yeah, and then they're just going to sell it. And they'll be, you know, one of these guys that's trying to buy Washington is this Josh Harris guy. This guy is a sports guy. This guy is one of those dudes who became a billionaire in his whole life, all he wanted to do. How about Richie's hero? Do you know about Richie's hero from Michigan State who just bought the Suns?
Yeah, he played for Michigan State.
Oh, you got to hear about this guy.
Yeah, I know who he is.
This guy is, you know, he is like the Rudy of Rudy's. He's like the billionaire Rudy. All he wanted to do was be a pro. Matt Ishbia. He's like the how many guys he get on the bench? In a college team, like how many guys? 13, 14, 15? If there's 15 guys on the bench, he was player number 16. But the guy became a billionaire because his dad gave him all right.
And he got a ring?
He got a ring.
His dad did what for him?
His dad gave him a mortgage company.
Must be nice.
No kidding. Good job, son. I mean, he made it much bigger, but he did. Dude, his dad gave him a mortgage company.
Well, don't hate the game. Hate the player.
You know what my dad gave me? My dad gave me some advice. Never trust a fart. That's what my dad gave me.
You know what my dad gave me?
Oh, boy. Here we go. I don't know. What did your dad give you?
Incredible size. Okay. Athletic ability.
And?
And this insatiable thirst for blood.
All right. Should have given you his phone number.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Good one.
All right, big story of the day comes up next.